every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, close yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another. For God opposes the proud, but bestows favor on the humble. So humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your worries upon him, because he cares for you. Be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in faith, knowing that your brothers and sisters throughout the world undergo the same sufferings. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory through Christ Jesus, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you after you have suffered a little. To him be dominion forever. Amen. I write you this briefly through Silvanus, whom I consider a faithful brother, exhorting you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Remain firm in it. The chosen one at Babylon sends you greetings, as does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a loving kiss. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. The favors of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For you have said, my kindness is established forever. In heaven you have confirmed your faithfulness. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. The heavens proclaim your wonders, O Lord, and your faithfulness in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies can rank with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the sons of God? Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Blessed the people who know the joyful shout. In the light of your countenance, O Lord, they walk. At your name they rejoice all the day, and through your justice they are exalted. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. We proclaim Christ crucified. He is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So today we celebrate the feast day of the evangelist Mark. And I like to think, even though the church hasn't pronounced on it, but I like to think that Mark was the first bishop secretary. because he was somehow the scribe or the secretary for Peter, the bishop of Rome. So I like to think that, and that is what I was praying today in the office of readings. Mark, help me, please. But what we have seen, especially what we have heard in the first reading, especially, is that Peter indeed is speaking as a true pope to the community. Speaking with mercy, but also firm in the mysteries of Christ. And especially says to the community that humility is what is going to kind of confirm their own actions. Because, you know, when somebody speaks about humility and doesn't really behave in that way, their words doesn't mean anything. And we all have fallen into that, myself included, many times. That, you know, I was like, I need to be calm. I need to be calm. And but sometimes you receive things that you're like, really? But then you have to ask the Lord and remember that in that same way were the first Christian community. It was hard for them. You know, in the first Christian community, they are struggling to get their own identity. Their worship, it is not temple center anymore. They don't go to the temple to pray. Now they start gathering at houses, reflecting on God's word, but also on the preaching of the apostles, celebrating already the Eucharist, the sacrifice of Christ and his presence in their houses, not in the temple anymore. The first Christian community really struggled to kind of have an identity aside of the Jewish cult. And in this way, Peter helps the community, and indeed the whole church, as we have heard in the first reading. And he mentions very, very, very easy that, you know, the devil, I haven't found a better explanation of how the devil really works around us. And Peter defines the devil very well. He's your opponent. He's like a roaring lion looking to devour us. Not because we are a good fruit sometimes, but it's because that is what will hurt Jesus the most. The devil doesn't care about us. The devil's work is to hurt Jesus. The devil's work is to make the work of Jesus Christ on the cross useless. That is the reason he's after us. That is the reason he tries to seduce us with the evil vested on good, or that looks like good, at least our own good. I have Peter really describe how the work of the devil, how the devil works or tries to work in the church. However, he also encourages the community that is suffering. They are suffering persecution. And Peter puts in this line, after you have suffered a little, in comparison to whom? In comparison to Christ. After we have suffered a little, we will go with him. He's speaking about martyrdom. And then he becomes personal. I write to you briefly through Silvanus. Why Peter is so brief? Because probably they're after him. The church to perish? Go to the head. Go to the bishop. And he says that he considers Silvanus a faithful brother, and he will remain there with them. He says that the chosen one at Babylon sends you greeting. You know, when the bishop forgets your name, Don't worry. Peter also forgot the chosen one of Babylon name, so don't worry. But he says, he sends you greetings. So does Mark, my son. Sometimes the Archbishop calls me Junior when he forgets my name. Greet one another with a loving kiss, the sign of peace. You know, when we say during Mass, let us offer one another a sign of peace, when the bishop ordains deacons, priests, and a bishop, right after the ordination, after he puts his vestments on and everything, there is this, the kiss of peace after that. Because that is what keeps relationships going. That is what keeps unity, is love. Because that is what keeps the Trinity as a divine unity, love. And let us take to heart how Peter closes at least this part of his letter. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. And indeed, we are in Christ when we receive his body in communion, because we become one in him, just as we are looking forward to be one in him for all eternity.